get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Greetings, everyone. My name is Dr. Betty Speaks. And once again, I would like to say thank you for tuning in to Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. Listen, I have important information for you today. First of all, let me tell you that this is an intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will actually awaken your hope, ambition, faith, and inner strength, plus cover a variety of genuine, life-changing topics designed to encourage listeners who are worldwide with the knowledge that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming those things you once thought you couldn't. So again, I thank you for tuning in every single Wednesday to Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. Yes, today I will be talking to you about a subject that I carried into Nairobi, Kenya. I had the opportunity of writing a segment for an article of a magazine there. And it was about embracing humility. Yes, embracing humility. You may ask yourself, some at one point or another, how does embracing humility shape your professional development endeavors? Think about that. How does embracing your humility shape your professional development endeavors? Well, I recall while in high school, learning how former President Abraham Lincoln, he was an avid reader plus voracious learner. He understood the importance of humility. While editors were preparing a catalog of congressmen, they asked former President Lincoln to submit his biography. President Lincoln wrote, "Education defective." President Lincoln was keenly aware that even though he had closed many of his personal growth gaps, embracing humility was still the key to all future learnings. That's right, not just his, but all future learnings. Let me tell you that again. He realized that he had closed his personal gap, but embracing humility was still the key to all future learnings. This is why it is the Beatitudes that Jesus was crystal clear about the importance of humility. The book of Matthew, chapter 5, begins with, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And that's Matthew chapter 5, verse 3. Embracing humility is the value of staying humble, as well as putting the needs of another person before your own needs. Combined with thinking of others before yourself, a lot of people don't realize that. You don't have to put your needs before another person's need. Some people that do that may even be that selfish person. Plus, it involves not drawing attention to yourself, and it can mean recognizing that you are not always right. You have to recognize that. Professional development includes humility. It takes humiliation to learn the virtues of humility. Honestly, no matter how smart, successful, good-looking, or special you are, no one likes an arrogant person. No one likes an arrogant person. And if they do, that means birds of a feather flock together. Honestly. So no one likes cockiness. Nobody likes a braggart. I can recall being in situations where I had to keep my lips buttoned just to allow someone else to hear themselves speak. Have you been in that situation before? You don't always have to be combative with someone that is arrogant or cocky or a bragger. Sometimes just keep your lips buttoned and allow them to think that they are winning that conversation. or allow them to think that you understand, but in your mind, you're like, oh my goodness, seriously? Are you serious right now? Without embracing humility, arrogance takes the authority and can aim unknowingly towards one's heart. History is consumed with the memories of talented and clever men and women who were eventually ruined by their own arrogance or vice versa. A thought-provoking quote by my favorite girl, one of my favorite individuals who I try to emulate, is Mother Teresa. You know, I love reading her life story. I love reading about the things that she accomplished before leaving this world. And knowing in her heart where she was going. She was a kingdom-minded person. And Mother Teresa, I don't even think I mentioned her name just yet, but Mother Teresa is that humility humility is the mother of all virtue, purity, charity, and obedience. It is in being humble that our love becomes real, devoted, and ardent. If you are humble, nothing will touch you, neither praise nor disgrace, because you know what you are. That's what being humble is. If you are blamed, you will not be discouraged. If they call you a saint, you will not put yourself on a pedestal. That was a quote by Mother Teresa. And I invite anyone to just dive in and get to know Mother Teresa and have an encounter with her. That's what I posted on my social media at one point, where I just dug in to who she was and had that encounter with her and just felt her presence, her being within me because of what she did, the things she accomplished. She went into places as Star Trek, you know, where no man have gone before. I love that. As I got to know her and her journey in life, I believe that Mother Teresa went places where no man or woman have gone before. She went into those dark places just to be a blessing to others. I have been involved in military, in ministry and military teachings for the better part of my life journey. What sticks out the most is knowing that embracing humility is a unique form of professional development which allows one to grow successfully. In fact, another one of my favorite professional growth quotes by Mother Teresa is, "Learn to be humble by doing all the humble work and doing it for Jesus." You cannot learn humility from books. You learn it by accepting humiliations. Humiliations are not meant to torture us. They are gifts from God, honestly. And that's what when you embrace yourself with someone, you actually begin to feel his presence because you are genuinely inviting him into your heart. Just like inviting Mother Teresa, she was a phenomenal teacher. And these little humiliations, if we accept them with joy, will help us to be holy, to have a meek and humble heart like Jesus. So take an inventory of situations or conversations that you are involved in. You can easily learn how to begin to embrace humility. Embracing humility to professional development, which allows you to grow successfully. I want to leave that with you here today. This has been like a short segment from what I have to share with you, but I want to, beating my heart up about embracing humility and how it reveals our humanity. So my name is Dr. Betty Speaks, and I want to thank you for tuning in with me today on Embracing Humility. Just know that embracing humility involves compliance, respect, honor, reverence, humbleness. This is genuinely embracing humility. Doing so would give you that attitude you need to develop for a unique life, as well as empower yourself for professional development. So again, I want to thank you for tuning in to Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. You know, I always tell my audience that strength doesn't come from what you can't do. What you can do, it comes from overcoming those things that you once thought you couldn't. So embracing humility is one of those things that one may think that they cannot do. I promise you, you can. So tune in for next week's Wednesday. I should have a guest, but this is Veterans Month, and so many things are taken on this particular month. So I want to say to all my comrades out there, thank you so much for your servanthood to your community, your country, and other nations.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.